Okay, the fifth aliyah of Parshas Truma begins with Pasuk Lamed Aleph. As the language of Asisa Paroches Tchelas V'Argamon V'Sol Hashani V'Sheish Mashzar Masei Choshev Yasa Usa Keruvim. So this idea of Masa Choshev, so here Rashi tells us that this is something unusual, that the two sides were different, that they didn't look the same on both sides. And this is different than what we have in this later in the Aliyah in Pasuk Lamed Vav, Masa Rokem, where they did look the same on both. So why is there the difference? The Lahoris Nasan, Rav Nasan Gishtetner suggests that really it would be better to have the same on both sides. That represents the idea of Tocho Kevaro, but perhaps this is a little bit of a counterintuitive interpretation, a little bit in the spirit of a Meshuv and Ala Drush, but the Talmud Chacham, it has an extra element to it that it can be different on the inside than on the outside, even though we want the Talmud Chacham to be Tocho Kevaro also. But the idea of Tznius, that his Torah study should be more tsanua, is represented by that difference. The Aznayim L'Torah suggests that we need them to be different from each other so that they don't get switched and that the right side stays in the right place. This is the idea that we had in the previous Aliyah, in the end of the previous Aliyah, we saw the language of Kimishbato regarding the Mishkan, and Chazal explained that the idea of Kimishbato is that it's proper and just that whatever is in a specific place in this context of Kedusha should be able to stay in that place, and therefore we have the practice, for example, of putting an atara on a talis so that we know always which way we put it on. It should always be the right side up in the right place in the right direction. It should stay in the same direction. That chazaka should be maintained. So that notion is relevant here also, so we should know which side is which. And the idea of kruvim, which are made to look like children, so that the Vilna Gaon understood that this was because the youth have greater emuna, and therefore it's more appropriate that it should be reflecting that message. The Kli Yakar notes that since the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when we were separated from all physicality, so all that's left is Choshev, so the imagery is that is what's necessary in order to go in. The idea of the different colors here, we should just note also, Talas Shani, so the Vilna Gaon explains that there's a difference between Edom, we normally use for red, and Tola. Tola is actually redder, and that's the color when you cook it, that it comes out right off the dye. And later on, when it gets cooked later, so then it's called Shani. And the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yuchateichem Kashanim Kashel Yalbinu, so the idea is that the different shades represent greater chumrah, and moving away from that is going up a level, the idea of snow being the whitest. So here these different shades reflect these different imageries, and that's what we find here also. In Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we find the language of Nasates Aparoches Tachas Hakrasim. So we should put the paroches from, hang it up from these clasps, from these krasim, and you bring in there inside the aron. And the paroches is going to separate between the kodesh and the kodesh kadashim. So this idea of a separation, so this also contributes to this notion of tznius. Rav Soloveitchik emphasized here and elsewhere the importance of holiness having privacy and holy emotions need to be concealed. And Yaakov Kamenetsky points out in his Emes LeYaakov that there's a whole discussion in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Chavav and Midbeis that we find Havdalah in the Torah referring to a distinction between Kodesh and Chol in general. And that's a discussion related to what kind of Havdalah we should say on Motzei Shabbos going into Yontif. But here we do find the concept of havdala between Kedusha and other aspects of Kedusha. So that also reflects the fact that on a deep spiritual level, there is a distinction, and that's something to appreciate. And the Be'er Moshe has a drasha based on the Zohar that there's a difference between different levels of Talmidei Chachamim, and that even within Kedusha we do find distinctions, and that this is a part of what Korach didn't appreciate when he said, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim, everyone's Kodesh. He thought everyone is on an equal level, but within Kedusha we do find distinctions, and we do find different levels of Kedusha, and that's what this pasuk is reflecting here. The Ramban and the Arachayim have a comment that this is actually not the actual order in which things were placed. The Torah is not commanding us here on Binyan, but rather is explaining the structure, and that's why it is the way it is. And Rabbeinu Bachya comments that the Beged of the Kohen Gadol was kept in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Paris Yosef raises the question of how would he get it? And also regarding the Shemen HaMishcha, which was there also, so how would he use it? So, based on the Rambam, Hilchos Beis Bechira in Parak Dalet, discusses that there was a rock that was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and that had the Aron on it, and in front of that was the Tzinsanes Haman and the Mata of Aron, but doesn't refer to the Shemen there. And Paris Yosef quotes from various Midrashim that indeed, the Kohen Gadol could actually go in at any time, just he had to go through the same process. He had to go on Yom Kippur to get it, which is a interesting chiddush. So in Pasuk Lamed Hey, we read, V'samta es ha-shulchan mi-chutz la-paroches, v'es ha-menorah nochach ha-shulchan al-tzela ha-mishkan te-mana, v'ha-shulchan titein al-tzela tzafon. So we have to set up the table outside the paroches, and the menorah is opposite the table, on the side of the Mishkan towards the south, and the shulchan is on the north side. So here, there's Na'im Torah comments on the fact that the shulchan is mentioned both before and after the menorah, but only the second time with this language of titain. So he has a whole drasha about this, that we know that the menorah represents Torah and the shulchan represents parnasa, kemach. Since we need kemach and Torah, but people often see the first and not the second. They see the kemach and not the Torah. So therefore, the Torah emphasizes that that's the reality, that yes, first set up the table, but only if you have the menorah will the table be successful. So nesina is good, while Sima might not be, and therefore that contingency is reflected in the language of the Pasuk. And the north is good for the table, is good for the Parnasa, and the south for the Torah, because that's the source of Chachma, the Gemara in Bava Basra, and Daf Chafei has that language that somebody who wants to seek out Chachma should go to the south, and one who wants to seek out Ashura should go to the north. And that's represented here as well. Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch comments that the shittim, the Atzei shittim, that were covered with gold around the Aron, so that shows that we succeed when we take our resources, the wood and the gold and all of that, and we allow them to absorb the values of the Torah. And the Tanchuma reflects upon this, that the need for light seems to be surprising. Do we actually need light? And indeed we don't. He says that's why it's outside the parochas. Rashi notes here that the Mizbeach is in the middle, and the Chassam Sofer and his Shuvas and Archaim and Simon Chav Ches writes that that's also why in Shul we have the concept of having the Bina Bamsa, which became a major battle point, the role of the Bima specifically being in the middle of Shul. And he notes that this is also true Misvara, because since we read the Parshas HaKarbanos on it, so therefore it's like the Mizbeach. And this is also something that was discussed at great length in the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer in Arachayim and Siman Yud Ches. So this idea that reading the Karbanos makes it like the Mizbeach is also very significant as far as learning this aliyah and learning all these aliyahs and these parshios, that sometimes we have a harder time relating to their significance to us, but the idea that Limud is able to serve as a fulfillment as the Gemara tells us, Neshama Parim Sfaseinu is particularly significant in that we are able to relate to these Aliyos in a way that is also a fulfillment, which fills in for that which we can't actually do. And therefore, there's an extra key in learning these Aliyos. And also, together with that, there's an ability to focus even more on the symbolism, which is sometimes less front and center when we are dealing with topics that relate to mitzvahs we perform as Man Hazeh. So therefore, it's a special opportunity that these Aliyos offer to be able to fulfill them through Limud, and also to be able to appreciate the symbolism in a more powerful way. And perhaps that's also what the Chasam Sofer is representing here, that since the Karbanos are read on the Bima in the middle of Shul, so therefore it's an extra reason to see them like the Mizbeach.